The town of Superior announced yesterday that the water is now safe to drink despite its smell and taste. According to an announcement made yesterday, tests show water throughout the system continues to meet all federal and state drinking water standards. Deposited ash in Superior's terminal reservoir continues to affect the water's taste and odor. Officials say they're addressing community complaints. Solutions will include removing ash from the reservoir and using chlorine dioxide and carbon to break down odor compounds. A Denver official has asked Governor Jared Polis and Attorney General Phil Weiser to investigate the Green Valley Ranch Homeowner Association. City Council President Stacy Gilmore says the association excessively fined residents, resulting in 50 homes in the foreclosure process. Gilmore set a temporary hold on further foreclosures during the investigation. Federal authorities are investigating a Centennial biotech company for allegedly defrauding investors of more than $10 million. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Centennial biotech company CellPoint and its subsidiaries, including Cell Theranostics, is being investigated for allegedly misleading investors about new technology to diagnose and treat lung cancer and cardiovascular disease. The Denver Post reports that the regional office of the SEC filed a case in June 2021 against CellPoint and its subsidiaries. This February, the U.S. District Court in Denver issued a preliminary injunction against the company. The court's decision said the SEC proved the defendants had made misrepresentations in violation of the Securities Exchange Act. The SEC's lawsuit covers the company's activities from January 2016 through February 2021. In the lawsuit, the SEC said that CellPoint's fraud was continuous and calculated to enrich the individual defendants at the expense of the company's investors. The company's website says it specializes in theranostic nuclear medicine. Theranostics is the term used to describe the combination of using one radioactive drug to diagnose and a second radioactive drug to deliver therapy to treat the main tumor and any cancer cells that have spread to other parts of the body. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
A court ordered a suspect linked to last year's Oak Fire in Jefferson County to complete community service and fire education classes. Officials say the suspect who started the fire is a juvenile and won't be publicly identified. The blaze began on December 27th near Chatfield Reservoir. 153 acres of grassland burned. A nearby apartment complex was temporarily evacuated, but no one was injured and no structures burned. Exploding propane tanks shook a Longmont neighborhood early Wednesday. Firefighters evacuated nearby homes and put out the fire, which began in a family's detached garage. The home's two occupants escaped without injury. The Longmont Leader reports that resident Michael Gianetti, who owns a hot air balloon business, used the garage to store two propane tanks and balloons. Officials are investigating the cause of the blast. President Biden is expected to sign a bill designating the Granada War Relocation Center in Colorado a National Historic Site. The former internment camp held people of Japanese descent during World War II following the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The new law would place the one-square-mile property, also known as Camp Amache, under National Park Service management. State Democratic and Republican lawmakers championed the bill. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the U.S. federal government stripped Japanese Americans and immigrants of their property and imprisoned them in camps, citing national security fears. Representative Joe Neguse says he hopes the site will teach future generations that, quote, fear and hate have no place in our country. Even if the snow doesn't cause travel delays, spring break might. Denver airport officials expect big crowds this year because of loosened COVID restrictions. DIA officials predict around 190,000 passengers per day on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. They suggest travelers arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before boarding time. Icy, snowy road conditions are expected during the morning commute throughout the Front Range. The winter storm will linger today, but Friday will bring warmer temperatures and sun. In Boulder, morning snow could add up to 3 inches. Highs will be in the upper 30s with a low in the evening around 21. In Denver, up to 4 more inches of snow possible, a high near 40 and a low around 20. In Fort Collins, less than an inch of snow is expected. Daytime temperatures will be in the low 40s and the evening temperatures around 20. Outside the Boulder studios, it's 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.